Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. I'm your host, Chris Wills, and today is Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2015. And this is episode 7 of Droid Today. Thank you for listening in. I've got some cool news for you to come up in a second. But first of all, I want to tell you about a couple of the guys who've been helping me out behind the scenes for this. And these are the guys at Tech Heiress and More Geek. They're actually the same group, the same blog company. And Tech Heiress is a consumer electronics and consumables review site. They look at things like the latest computers, cameras, video cameras, and all sorts of other things as well, cars as well. And they give honest reviews for these things. They're not tech writers. They don't get paid by companies to write these reviews. They use them. It's their devices, their experiences. And sometimes you get two people will review the same product or something like this. So it's really good, in-depth, honest reviews, well laid out. I really recommend that you go check them out, techheiress.com. And they also do More Geek, which is a site if you're interested in sort of geekish subculture. So things like comic books, computer games, geeky films, strange things like that. I mean, perfectly normal things. We are all normal. And it's a great site. It's the place I go to find out all that latest news and information. And it often catches me. It introduces me to new things as well that I really like and enjoy. So that's More Geek, and you spell that moargeek.com. And they're both great sites, and particularly the founder, Alex Hernandez, he's really helped me out. He's plugged Droid Today a bit, and he's really helped me get the start going. So I just wanted to give them a shout out before I get on with the rest of the show. Speaking of which, it's time to get into the four news stories of today. Pebble have shown off for the first time their new smartwatch. The big Android barbecue expands into new areas with a new initiative. A Google Chromebook Pixel 2 is on the way. And some more updates about Google Glass and its future. So the first story, we've looked at this a couple of times. It was on Friday. There was a leaked picture yesterday. And that picture was pretty accurate, actually. The Pebble Time. Yep, that's right. Pebble Time. Not sure what I think of that name, but there you go. Pebble Time is here, and it's a new small smartwatch with a color display. It's going to work on Android, and it's also going to work on iOS. It will have Android Wear support, and it has a new interface going along with these It's got four buttons. It's got a color display. And it's got a new way to go through your things. They've announced some app partners that they're going to have. This display is not massively high definition, but the big, big, big feature that it manages to keep because of this is a 7-day battery life. 7 days! That's pretty cool, I have to admit. It's also got a microphone, so you're going to be able to do voice responses to different things. So you get a text message, you can voice dictate a response using the Android Wear support. that's pretty cool with a 7-day battery life. Plus, it will be on all the time. It's not going to switch off and show you a blank screen. So I think it may be a bit more discreet than the Android Wear devices, which light up every time you move your wrist a bit. Bad news is it doesn't look incredible. I'm not sure what I think. I think it looks a lot better than the sample we saw yesterday, but that's a heck of a big bezel, and it just looks quite chunky and not that amazing. And like, I don't think it looks bad. There are certainly worse smartwatches out there, but it's, I don't know. It's grown on me since I saw it yesterday, but it still doesn't look great. Big other news with this device is they're launching it with a Kickstarter campaign. So if you want to get one, you can pre-order one from a Kickstarter campaign. It'll cost you $179, so it's not too cheap. It's comparable with quite a few other Android Wear devices there. But that will be a pre-release. They've got no date on when it's going to come out. Already it's met its targeted backing goal. So it's backed. So we'll have to see what comes from it. I kind of like it and I kind of don't. It's great to see Pebble iterating and growing. And it's great to see a device which keeps that battery life of 7 days. It's definitely going to drive other competitors to do it. If you remember those statistics about smartwatches a few weeks back, Pebble has sold about 1 million devices in total, all Android since they've been started. All Android Wear devices last year, for half a year, sold about 720,000. So Pebble have the iOS ecosystem they can sell to as well. Not great news from Pebble. Let's see how this goes. I'd love to know if you're interested in a Pebble smartwatch. So if you are thinking about getting one of these new Pebble Times, then go to our blog and leave a comment. It's droidtoday.com, or you can send us a message on Twitter @droid_today. Big Android Barbecue. If you haven't heard of these guys, they started a sort of informal developer meeting over barbecue food to kind of have a second developer meetup, which wasn't going to be tied in with Google I.O. for the people who couldn't get to go to Google I.O. Since then, it's grown. It's become quite a big Android meeting. And they also run a simultaneous event with Google I.O., called Big Android Meet and Greet. Get it? Meet like meat people and meet like om nom nom. Yeah? Get it? Anyway, they've started this new initiative. It's called the International Developer Education and Advocacy Alliance. And that abbreviated is IDEA. Get it? They like their things like this, don't they? So they've started this new initiative, and they're going to have some events. They're going to put on events, including educational events, coding educational events, events to help developers out. And it's also going to tie in with Big Android Meet and Greet, Big Android Barbecue events. And this is going to expand into other areas. It's good to see them do. It's nice to see something which, if you haven't heard the whole story, you should really check out the founder's story, how this was just a very informal and spur of the moment idea, and it's turning into this whole big event and gathering. And I really like the way that it's growing. Okay, I'm gonna go to Google Glass now. If you heard the news a couple of months back, Google Glass graduated from the X Lab, and its future was pretty unclear. They stopped selling the Explorer devices with no clear guidance about when another Google Glass would come out, if it would come out. Since then, Unsurprisingly, of course, key developers who are working with Google Glass have gone on to different sections of the company. If I take some examples, Stephen Lau and Sally Pandit, I apologize for saying your name so terribly. They have gone to the YouTube team. Meanwhile, P.Y. Laligand, or something else, which I'm saying completely wrong as well, has moved to the Android team. So three, and these were really big figures. What we know about Google Glass is it's come under the mandate of Tony Fadell. Oh boy, these names. And he's the guy who was responsible for Nest, and before that, the iPod. So you would think, if anyone could get this device to be a great consumer success, it's probably him. And so this has all been happening, this has all gone on, and you know, people have been moving around. There's no real clear sign of the future. Google has committed that they're going to bring something, another Google device out, another Glass device out, but also there have been rumors that Google have been sending prototype versions of Glass, of new updated versions of Glass to various Glass at Work partners. So actually, although we, the consumers, haven't seen much of what Google Glass, the future of Google Glass, it's quite possible that actually they've been iterating quite a lot on it already, and they may have developed it a lot for something completely new. So a new version of Google Glass may not be so far off, but still, you know, lots of people have moved around. Who knows what the future is going there. The Chromebook Pixel is a device which some people really loved, but it definitely was not for everyone, mainly due to its extremely high price. Well, there's going to be another Chromebook Pixel coming out. If you don't know, Chromebooks, you know, these are the devices which basically just run a version of Chrome, the browser, but also have some other powerful features on them. So a new Chromebook Pixel has been leaked in a video that went up on YouTube of the Google Teamwork event. And within it, they revealed that a new version of the Chromebook is coming, the Pixel is coming, but it's going to be a proof of concept. So this is going to, you know, be one of these devices where they try to push the bounds, they try to encourage other manufacturers to build something different, build something better, like they did with the original Chromebook, which used high power processor and a super high resolution touchscreen display. But they've admitted that this will not be for most consumers, and they're not looking to sell tons of these devices. Interesting rumors. It sounds like it could be the sort of device that you'd lust after, but not want to penny out pocket the pennies for. So it'll be interesting to see this Pixel when it does come out, but it's supposed to be coming out fairly soon, so that should be nice and interesting to see. Well, those are the top four stories of the day. Stop, Pebble time. Big Android Barbecue are expanding with the IDEA initiative. Google Glass has had a lot of shifts around, but also more prototypes have been sent out to partners. And a new version of the Chromebook Pixel is coming soon. Listening to today's episode of Joy Today. If you've enjoyed it, I would love it if you could do one simple thing. Go to iTunes and leave us a little review of find us with Droid Today. Leave us a little review and tell other people what you like about our podcast so it can help more people discover us and more people share in the news. Thank you very much. Thank you.